兄姐妹们平安。
Good morning, everybody, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们又能来敬拜他，思考他的话语。
Thank God for having, for giving us this opportunity to reflect upon His words and His truth.
今天我讲一个很简单的道理。
Today I'm going to talk about a very simple truth.
也是一个温习啊。
And this is also a kind of a review to everyone.
讲到基督徒的特别。
And today we're going to talk about the specialty, the unusualness of Christians.
我们可以想到基督徒有很多特别的地方。
We can think of a lot of things that are so special, so dear to us, Christians.
但有一样事情很重要。
But one thing we must remember that's very important.
就是基督徒乃是神所祝福的。
But we have to know that our Christians are blessed by our Lord.
很多时候我们不敢讲这个福气。
But oftentimes we are scared to talk about, to mention the blessed.
因为我们觉得，哎呀，基督徒如果很属灵的，不应该讲到祝福这个事情。
Because we believe that we are very spiritual, we shouldn't talk about things like blessings and things.
如果我们是属灵的，我们应该为主受苦啊。
But since we are very spiritual, we should suffer for our Lord.
但圣经却告诉我们很多地方关于祝福的事情。
But the Bible has told us in many places.About blessings that God has given us.
当然今天我们讲的祝福不是在于这个世俗里面讲那个自我主义的那种福气。
But today's the blessing is not the blessing that we talk about as self-centered.
啊，因为今天很多人啊，在这个世界上或者在美国这个地方都很注重自己的益处。
And today, especially people in the United States nowadays are paying special attention to themselves and they are self-centered.
有一个自我主义的讲法就是我尽量爱我自己。
But one way of the self-centeredness is I have to love myself, self-love to the extreme.
对自己温柔一点。
Be nice and be gentle to yourself.
甚至有一些的所谓的学者他们提倡啊，就是常常大声说说我爱自己。
And there are even many scholars and people, scholarly people, they say, hey,You know, we advocate that we love ourselves.
或者我以无条件的来接受自己啊。
We accept ourselves unconditionally.
啊，这种的生活的观念对基督徒来说，其实我们不能只是这样的去想。
This point of view has affected our Christians too, but we shouldn't think like that.
当然现在很多这种的思想已经流入教会，冲击教会。
All this postmodern ideas and thoughts has struck the Christians.
基督教很多的书房啊，或者这些书籍都有讲到这种的自我肯定的那种的方法。
Many Christian publications and books have already talked about things that affect their personal happiness.
很多这些辅导学也就是很多注重在自我肯定。
And many counseling courses are focused on self-affirmation.
那很多基督徒看信仰就是一个个人或者一个个人满足和快乐就行。
Many Christians think falsely that their faith is based on self-indulgence.
如果教会能提供一套的管用的或者干我用的方法让我去信仰去生活那就好了。
But they hope that the church has provided themA very effective tool to prompt their self-happiness.
就好像市场推销的那些的这些的推销品了，使人快乐，使人满意。
And just like many commercialized commodities that advocate for your satisfaction.
所以遇到什么困难的时候啊，就不愿意接收。
When we are having difficulties, we are reluctant to accept them.
今天我们要从这亚伯拉罕的生命里面看看他怎样来活出他属神的生命。
Today we are going to take a look at Abraham, how he lived his life out of Bible to the Bible.
他本来是活在一个拜偶像的一个外邦的城市里面。
He used to live in a region of idolatries.
就是在加勒底的一个地方叫做乌尔。
In a place called Ur.
神呼召他，他就与他立约。
And God called on him, and be in covenant with him.
啊，他就离开他周围的这些亲戚朋友家人，以信心的去到一个他不知道的地方。
Out of faith in our Lord, in God, he left his family for an unknown place.
然后接受那未知道的将来。
He was going to accept the unknown future.
啊，他相信神的应许。
He believed in God's promises.
也成为啊，所有信靠神之人的父。
And becoming the father of faith for all the believers.
啊，所以他被称为信心之父。
That's why he is called the father of the belief.
所以他在圣经告诉我们，他因为信。
The Bible told us because he believes,
他就离开他那个世界。
He left his own world.
虽然还没有看见前面的这个神的应许。
Although he hasn't seen the future, the future.
但是他就这样相信事就必成。
But he believed that everything will be done.
所以亚伯拉罕的生命特别讲到神的呼召。
So his life, Abraham's life is full of callings from God.
从他之中我们要学习一些的功课。
So there are many lessons we can learn from him.
很简单一个功课。
Very simple lesson, one of them.
神呼召我们乃是要我们得祝福。
One of the lessons is God called on us so that we can get blessed.
也成为他人的祝福。
And so that we become the blessed for other people.
所以感谢主，他神召我们要赐福给我们。
We thank our Lord for calling on us to give us bless.
啊，虽然在这个过程中也有一些的困难，一些的可能啊，很试验。
Of course, in the process, we encounter difficulties and trials.
但是这只是其中的一个理由。
But this is only part of the reason.
如果我们把神给我们祝福来自己用尽的话，
But if we use up all the blessings from our Lord for ourselves,
我们就错失了呼召真正的目的。
But we miss the whole real purpose of calling from God.
神呼召我们，祝福我们，以便我们能够成为万民的一个祝福的管道。
Our Lord has called on us so that we become the vessels of blessing to other people.
身为神拣选的子民，
as elected people of our Lord,
我们有很大的特权。
We have huge privilege.
什么特权呢？
What privileges are we?
第一个很简单，就是享受神的祝福。
But the first one is to enjoy the blessings of our Lord.
然后接受这个重大的职责，就是成为地上其他人的祝福。
So that we can accept responsibility to become other people's blessings.
所以你看这段经文很短。
So that when we take a look at this only three verses Bible.
其实这里有两个命令。
But there are two commitments here.
第一个命令就是第二节那边第一段讲到。
The first commandment is in verse number 2.
我必叫你成为大国。
And I will make of you a great nation.
啊，他说我要你成为大国。
God said, I will make of you a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国。
I will make you great nation.
啊，接着这个命令就有三个的应许。
Through this command, there are three promises that follow.
啊，当然就是要他成为一个很大很大的祝福的一个国家。
And so that he becomes a nation of great blessings.
所以他说，我必赐福给你。
And Lord keep on saying that I will bless you.
我叫你的名伟大。
And make your name great.
然后第二个命令就是一个将来式的。
And the second command is in future tense.
你要叫别人得福。
And you will,
就是第二节第二段，那么你也要叫别人得福。
So that you will make other people bless.
啊，所以啊，又接着又三个的应许。
And the third one comes.
就是一个就是为你祝福的，我必赐福你。
And the first one is I will bless you.
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And the one who curses you, I will curse them.
然后就是地上万族都因你得福。
And the third one is all nations will be blessed through you.
我们的时候，我们读旧约的时候，他们的用的句子是对称式的。
And many times when we read the Old Testament, their sentences, the verses are symmetrical.
啊，看一个的祝福，然后有一些的应许。
And one blessing is followed by some promises.
另外一个祝福又有一些的应许。
Another blessing leads to other promises.
所以亚伯拉罕要先顺服第一个命令。
And Abraham's job, the first one is to obey the first commandment.
耶和华要他出去。
And he has to go.
所以他要顺服第一个命令，才能够有一系列的回应，以致神祝福他。
He has to obey the first order so that he will have a series of responses to the promises.
而他要顺服，他也能够使他能够实现第二个命令。
He surrenders himself so that he will be able to carry out the second commandment.
就是成为众人的祝福。
And he has become the blessing of all others.
叫神对他们将来继续的赐福。
And this will be the blessings in the future for other people.
所以第一点，我们要看我们有极大的福分。
We have to acknowledge our huge blessings.
神呼召我们乃是要赐福给我们。
God called on us so that he will bless us.
救恩是从神来的。
And salvation originates from God.
不是从人来的。
Not from people.
而亚伯拉罕在这个乌尔这个过着本来是过着一个外邦人的生活。
Abraham used to live a life of a Gentile in the region of Ur.
当神呼召他的时候
When God called on upon him.
他从此就活在一个新的生命里面。
He started to live a brand new life.
所以神一样的呼召我们。
And so in the same fashion God calls on us.
他呼召我们呢，是从这个罪恶的世界分别出来。
God called on us so that to separate us from the sinful world.
这里有三件事情我们要注意的。
There are three things we must pay attention to.
第一就是神的呼召。
The first thing is God's calling.
神的呼召是带着权柄的。
Our God's calling has power.
他是有主权的神。
God's power, this calling comes from a sovereign God.
是圣洁的神。
And this is a holy God.
是公义的神。
And this is a righteous God.
他不只是一个外在表现的神。
Not only a God that you can see from outside.
他是一个注重内在的神。
And this is the God that can see people through.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候。
When God calls on Abraham.
亚伯拉罕耶和华神没有说不是建议亚伯拉罕耶和华没有说只是给他一个建议。
God did not tell him that, hey, I just want to give you a suggestion.
亚伯拉罕啊，你如果想快乐的生活，你可以试试搬到迦南地啊。
Abraham, if you want to have a happy life, why don't you move to Canaan?
他不是这样讲的。
This is not what God said.
他是命令他。
And God commanded him.
你要离开你的本地本族。
You leave your own family, your own home.
要离开你的夫家。
You leave your family.
往我所指示你的地方去。
To the places where I direct you.
这个命令需要回应。
And this commitment must have some responses.
如果亚伯拉罕不顺服的话。
If Abraham does not obey.
不顺服这位全能的神。
And if he does not obey this almighty God.
那他就不会得到真正的祝福。
He will not have the real blessings.
那在新约里面讲到呼召这个时候。
In the New Testament, when we talk about callings,
一般是用在救恩的呼召里面。
And usually we talk about callings in the salvation.
我们都相信我们得救乃是神拣选我们。
We all believe that we are saved because God elected us.
就是神拣选和拯救的行动。
And this is because of the action of choosing of our Lord.
不是所谓我们去寻找一些信仰快乐的窍门而已。
Not because we are looking for some secret to seek personal happiness.
就好像主耶稣在传讲信息的时候，他是这样讲的。
It's pretty much like when Jesus was preaching.
他说日期满了。
And the time is up.
神的国近了。
the kingdom is near.
你们当悔改信福音。
You must repent and believe in gospel.
它是带着权柄的。
And all this carries a lot of power.
就好像一个国王呼吁那些背叛他的人停止背叛来顺从我的主权。
Same way as a king who calls on the rebellions to obey king's power.
这是一个原始的命令。
This is a limiting power.
是有严重的后果的。
And this commandment carries serious consequences.
如果你不归服他可能你就要蒙受惩罚了。
If you don't surrender to this command, you will suffer punishment.
很多时候我们做基督徒常以为福音是一个很客气的一个福音。
Oftentimes, we Christians, we believe that, oh, gospel is nice, it's very hospitable.
啊，或者很友善的，是这样的一个事情。
And it's very nice, very friendly gospel.
好像说啊，不要紧啊，你现在不懂，慢慢信吧，慢慢信吧。
Don't worry about it. You know, take your time and to accept it.
啊，有空才来吧，有空才信吧。
If you have time, and then believe. If you don't, No problem.
这是后现代主义传福音的一个方法。
And this is the postmodern way of spreading the gospel.
但是如果你看圣经讲到福音的这个信息的时候，是一个有力有权柄的一个事情。
They fail to understand that the gospel in the Bible carries power and sovereignty.
不是只是一种可选不选的一种的途径，或者你能够选的话，你就快乐喜乐好过好生活。
It is not something that presents you a choice that you can make.
当人听到这个福音的时候，
When people hear the gospel,
就是今天如果你要传讲这个福音的时候，
When today when you want to spread the gospel,
你要带着一个心，就是他就是要顺从，不然就好像抵挡神了。
But you must believe that you have to spread the gospel in a way to make people surrender. Otherwise, you will be punished.
所以我们看到第一是神的呼召。
First, this is God's calling.
那神的呼召通常是带着要求或者要经历一些困难的。
And in general, God's calling has requirements.
就是神呼召亚伯拉罕不是一件容易的事。
The calling of Abraham by God was not an easy thing to do.
那是亚伯拉罕已经75岁了。
By that time, Abraham was 75 years old.
他在他那个社会里面已经建立了一些的基础。
Abraham has already established himself in his own community.
跟他的家族或者也有很亲密的关系。
He enjoyed close relationship with his families.
神可能这样可以这样的对他说。
God may say this to him.
啊，你可以住在那个地方。
Abraham, you can just live there.
啊，我将与你同在。
I will be with you.
你也有很多熟悉的人在哪里，关系也不错。
You will enjoy wonderful relationship with your acquaintances.
啊，我可以使用着他来完成我的旨意。
I will use him to achieve my creed.
但是啊，耶和华神并没有这样说。
But this is not what God said.
神叫他要离开他的这个家族，去到不知道的地方。
God commanded him leave his own home to an unknown place.
啊，你看开始他呼召，神没有让他知道他要去哪里。
But you take a look at the beginning of the calling. God did not tell him where he will go.
他没有告诉亚伯拉罕，你看看啊，这个介绍的车子在迦南有没有游泳池啊，有没有高尔夫球场啊。
He did not tell Abraham whether or not there's swimming pool, there's golf course in the place that God wants him to go.
他要面对的是可能有敌人在他面前。
He probably going to face enemies in front of him.
他可能经历很多的困难。
He probably going to experience a lot of trials.
那时的交通也不方便。
And the coming traffic by then was not that easy.
路途中间也可能没有旅馆或者快餐厅。
There probably no hotels, motels on the way, and no fast food restaurants.
当然更没有 U-Haul 来搬运他的事。
Of course, there's no U-Haul company to help you carry things.
他也不能够说好像现在打电话回到家乡告诉他啊旅程怎么样了，生活怎么了，那不可能。
It's impossible for him to make a phone call back home to tell his family how his trip was going.
他可能一次说拜拜，可能就永远见不到他的家人。
Probably happened that he said bye bye and that was the end of it.
当然，神不一定要叫我们每个人都好像亚伯拉罕一样。
But it's not God's intention to make every one of us to be like him.
但是他的呼召总有一些困难在我们的面前。
His calling comprises some difficulties in it.
可能就是要我们与这个属世界那些能碰到我们的事情分别出来。
Because I think that he wants to separate us from the worldly people.
然后全心的来跟随耶稣基督。
So that we follow our Lord Jesus all wholeheartedly.
其实圣经里面讲到这个圣洁这个字。
When, in the Bible, when it talks about the word holy,
它有个意思就是分开、啊、
and it has a connotation of separation,、
啊、被选出来、分别出来的意思。
To be elected, to be separated from.
所以成为圣洁的意思就是围着神从最终出来。
So, to be holy, it means you separate from sinful people to be with God.
而这不是只是外在，是内在的。
And this is not only from the outside, it talks about the inside, your inside behavior.
必须从心灵和思想中分别出来。
You must separate yourself from your soul and heart.
甚至是我们还需要可能突破文化带来那些不合乎圣经的思想。
We must conquer and overcome the hurdles brought upon us by our own culture, popular culture.
成为一个以圣经为标准的思想或者行为、言语或者意念。
So that our conduct, our comportment must be compatible with the biblical point of view.
所以当我们中国人信了耶稣之后，
When our Chinese, we believe in Christians, we believe in Christ.
所以我们从此就要用神的标准来衡量我们的文化和传统的事情。
So from now on, we must measure our everything, our values against the biblical principles.
我们知道啊，中国人啊有很多习俗啊，有很多的讲法，就好像我们讲啊，我们中国人也讲知足常乐啊。
We Chinese, we have some old sayings and old ideologies. Like for example, if you are satisfied, you are going to be happy for the rest of your life.
但是这个并不是讲到这个宿命论的那种知足常乐。
But this is not talking about the happiness of fatalism.
但我们信了耶稣，我们怎么看待男女的关系或者婚姻呢？
When we believe in Christ, how do we view the relationship between man and woman.
我们必须也要从圣经讲到这个圣洁的这个关系中来学习。
We must start from the holy relationship concept from the Bible.
不是一些文化的观念而已。
Not from the cultural perceptions.
因为我们看到世界对这些事情很松懈的。
And the world is very loose on these principles.
今天如果你打开电视看一些电视剧的话，或者什么的话，电影的话，你就看到这些现代的文化是很糟糕的。
And today, if you turn on the TV, you will see all kinds of degradations of our programs and shows.
就很多都讲到哦，我们男女就是还没有结婚先同居。
And we talk about cohabitation of men and women prior to marriage.
就是大家可以试一下做夫妻啊，如果不干的话就不做。
And people can do trial marriages.
或者说有些为了经济同居可以节省这个金钱。
And many people stay together in order to save.
所以我们不是必须要用圣经的标准来看。
But us, no, we're different. We must use from the biblical point of view.
所以要从圣经来去衡量。
We must use a biblical principle against what we do.
人类是高举这个个人享受和自我中心。
And right now, humanity raise high self-indulgence.
但是圣经却强调要服侍，要舍己。
But the Bible emphasizes on self-sacrifice.
为我们从圣经的角度去思想我们的生命的时候，
when we think of our life from the biblical point of angles,
我们才能够活出一个行或者活出行出圣洁的生命来。
In doing so, we can it's possible for us to live out a Christian life.
有时我们跟随主，有一些事情我们要痛定思痛的去隔爱啊，暂时或者长。
When we follow our Lord, we have to sometimes sacrifice a lot of things that we love.
啊，就好像圣经常常讲到一些的经文，说如果啊有人啊，也是说有人要跟随我啊。要爱我，不要超过爱自己的父母、妻子或者儿女。
Like what the Bible said, if your love for me, your love for me should surpass the love for your family member, for your mother and for your children.
甚至你自己的性命啊啊。
And even your own life.
啊，如果不这样的话，你就不能做我的门徒。
And if you cannot achieve that, you can't be my disciples.
所以啊，有时候我们啊。信耶稣跟随耶稣觉得这个是很难做到、啊
so that's why sometimes we find it very difficult to do that.
但这个不是教导我们去看清或者去疏远我们的家人。
It does not, well, the Bible does not mean to tell us to neglect our family or relatives.
圣经常常讲到孝敬父母爱我们的家人、啊。
And the Bible always tells us to respect, to adore our family members.
尤其是当我们刚信主的时候啊，初信的人的家里都有一些很敏感的问题，不能够违反的。
Especially when we first believe in God, there are a lot of taboos in our family that we can. It's very difficult for us to disobey.
啊，可能他们也不了解我们信了耶稣，这是怎么回事？
Maybe your family people did not know that you already become a Christian.
所以耶稣这样吩咐，就是要我们要在这两者之间要有清楚的选择。
And our Lord tells us to make a decision between these two choices.
啊，好几年前有这样的一个见证呢。
Many years ago, there was a testimony like this.
有个年轻人，他是锡克人，就是从印度到这个美国读书啊。
And there was a young man. He was from India. The Sikh people.
Sikh, 他们就包头的，你知道吗？啊。他就到这个他信了耶稣，他到这个达拉斯神学院读书啊。
After he converted to Christianity, he went to a seminary in Dallas to study.
你知道印度这个西北部有一个叫做盘遮普的地方，非常保守的，他们的信仰非常保守。
You know that the southwest in India, there was a very, very conservative place called Panjas.
啊，就是，所以他是第一，可以说是第一位锡克学生啊，来到这边读书啊。
And he was the first person from that region to come to the United States to study.
那锡克人的风俗呢，就是他们的信仰对信仰很执着。
And their local customs are like this, and they are very adamant about their faith.
啊，但他信了耶稣之后，他知道他必须要分别为圣，分别出来。
But after he converted, after he believed in Jesus, he said, "I must separate myself."
你知道锡克人他们是留长长的胡子啊。
You know his own people, they grow long beard.
而且留长长的头发，从小不剪头发的。
And they grow long hair. They never cut their hair.
能够多长多长就留起来，然后把它包扎起来。
And then after it gets very long, they make a bun. Whatever, I don't know.
Make a bun. 他说如果他信了耶稣他把他剪掉的话那边的人就知道可能对这就好像我们中国人这个封建的思想你信了洋教就不拜祖先这些事情这样。
And so he is afraid that if he cuts his hair and his local people will know that he has become a Christian just like our Chinese people and we have a lot of feudal thoughts and ideas that prevent us from believing your Lord.
所以他村庄人可能会把他驱逐出去不给他再回来。
And he probably be expelled from the village and never come back.
所以他就祷告祷告说啊最后这是他爸爸也心有点软允许他一年回来两次看他的家人。
And he prayed intensively, well, thank God, and then he was allowed to come back to see his family twice a year.
但是他爸爸要他发誓回来的时候不可以讲他的信仰不可以讲耶稣。
His dad told him, not to mention anything about his faith when he comes back.
因为他们相信啊，他们如果改变信仰的话，家人就会被咒诅，甚至啊，他们要跟他的家族断绝这个关系。
According to their own custom, if he changes his faith, his family must be cut off from the local traditions.
但是在这个非常困难的这个环境中，神就使用他。
In such a difficult situation, our Lord has used him.
后来他有两个妹妹也信了耶稣。
And later on, his two of his sisters have believed in God.
因为他看见啊，这个这位啊，这个人的改变啊。
And because of her, his sisters saw him, saw the change in him, their brother.
所以他的父母也愿也让他的啊。这个妹妹留下来不给不赶他们出去啊。
So therefore, the parents made concessions, allowing the his sisters to stay without being expelled.
啊，但是这位神学生啊，必须要负责他这个两个妹妹的学费哈。
But his brother, the brother, must be responsible for paying the two sisters' tuitions.
后来这个人啊，他叫做苏瓦，他就成为新德里。第一任第一位锡克的教会的牧师。
This guy's name is called Suwa, and then he has become the first pastor, Christian pastor in New Delhi.
所以我们看到神会在不同的环境里面啊，困难的环境里面使用我们。
So we can see this. God has used different people in very unusual.Circumstances.
虽然到很多时候我们也不会真的好像他这样遇到这么激烈的经历啊。
Oftentimes we probably won't encounter such extreme situations.
可能信了耶稣，你回国之后也有遇到亲戚或者家人一些的反对或者一些的批评或什么的。
Of course, after we believe in Jesus, when we go back to China, we encounter resistance, we encounter disapprovals.Of our own belief.
甚至有些基督徒的家庭也不希望他的孩子当宣教师或者做牧师。
And many Chinese families do not really like the idea of their own children being missionaries.
因为这个做宣教师牧师是最辛苦的。
Because their life is very miserable.
希望他们都孩子。Not miserable, 辛苦，不是 miserable.
不是 ,not miserable, but, pretty primitive.
所以他们希望孩子都能够读到书赚到钱啊，哪高兴啊。
It is our Chinese family's belief that our children will study, will have a good job and make a lot of money.
但是主就是清楚地交代在两者中间要选择。
But our Lord's order is very simple. We must make a decision between the two.
你要跟随主，你必须依照他的方法和他的方向。
If you decide to follow our Lord Jesus, you must obey his directives.
所以啊，神的呼召一定有一些困难的。
And that's why we experience difficulties on Lord's calling.
然后神的呼召也需要在神里面或者他的话语里面有信心。
And the Lord calling requires faith in his own words.
所以唯一能跟随主的呼召就是要接受他的话语。
If you decide to follow our Lord, you must accept his words.
因为我开始读圣经的时候可能会觉得这个圣经的讲法很多很奇怪的啊。
When we first start reading the Bible, many of the verses are really, really weird.
好像很多是跟世界相反的事情。
And it looks like they go against what the world believes.
怎么跟随这一套呢？这个跟世界都不干的哈。
So if we follow our Lord Jesus, it's going to be against the world.
但是我们看到亚伯拉罕就是相信神所讲的，就立刻行动，表示顺服。
But we can see that Abraham.Was decided to follow our Lord Jesus in faith.
因为他知道神不会食言，也他的应许必会成就。
Because he was convicted that our Lord must achieve, our Lord's words must materialize.
神向亚伯拉罕肯定说：“我必教你成为大国。”
The Lord tell him that I will make of you a great nation.
我必赐福给你。
I will bless you.
叫人名为大。
So that your name be a glory.
最重要这点说，你也要叫别人得福。
And you will make other people bless.
所以神是讲信用的。
And our God is a very faithful God.
在圣经里面有这样的说。
In the Bible, we have such verses like.
在约翰一书五章九节这么说。
And in the first John, it says,
我们若接受人的见证，
But if we accept people's testimony,
神的见证就更强更有力了。
And our Lord's testimony is even more powerful.
因为是神为他的儿子做的见证。
Because this is the testimony God made for His own Son.
啊，所以你看看这个人的见证，我们也相信。就好像你在日常生活中有些事，你也把信心放下去。
Sometimes we believe in what people say in our everyday life.
就好像你去每天早餐啊啊早上去餐厅吃早餐啊，那你相信这些人准备的食物不会把在里面放一些东西不能吃的吗？
Every morning you go to have breakfast, but you must have some kind of faith that the people who prepare it, are not going to put poison in their food.
或者当你开车的时候啊，你曾经拿你的车去修理过，你相信那个修车的人修好了不会遇到车祸吗？什么？
And also when you take your car back from the garage, you start to drive it. Do you really believe that the mechanic did not do something faulty?
当我们到银行存款的时候，你把10,000块存进去，或者你用电子过账的话，你相信它真的存在里面吗？
And then when we try to deposit money or by using electronic deposit, but are you really sure that the money is really there for you in your account?
如果你可以信这些，为什么我们不能信？神所允许，我们能够信亚当下来的这些不完全的人的这些的体质，为什么我们不能信神的体质呢？
If we have no problem believing the institutions of regular people, why can't we believe God's promises?
我们是否也能相信那永活的神的话语呢？
But can we just believe in the same way the everlasting, ever living God's words?
从亚伯拉罕4000年一直以来，神的话语不改变。
From Abraham 4,000 years ago, God's word has never changed.
他命令我们要悔改归向他。
And our Lord's words are, we repent, we must convert to a God.
相信他儿子耶稣基督的福音，
believing in the gospel of his only son Jesus Christ.
无论遇到多少的困难，
no matter how many difficulties you encounter,
你可以相信我，
you must have faith in me.
你要相信好像亚伯拉罕一样的来跟随我，
we must believe him as Abraham believed in following him.
这样我就祝福你，
and in such we bless you.
所以我们看到这是神的祝福。
But so we can say that this is a blessing from our Lord.
神呼召我们，供应他的恩典，让我们能够跟随他。
Our Lord has called on upon us, showering us with His blessing to follow Him.
就好像回到亚伯拉罕的呼召一样。
What is pretty much remind us of Abraham's calling.
刚才讲了有两个命令。
There are two directives.
有六个的祝福的应许。
And there are six blessings.
第一要你要成为大国。
And first, I will make of you a great nation.
这个已经实现了。
And this has already been achieved.
虽然他在成就的时候不在亚伯拉罕有生之年。
Even though this has not been achieved during the lifetime of Abraham.
但犹太民族知道这个事情，他过后我们知道他称他为犹太人之父。
And later on, we know that the Jewish people has called him his father of Judaism.
所以神应许把迦南地赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And the Lord has promised to give Canaan to the offsprings of Abraham.
然后第二个祝福是指物质和属灵方面的。
The second blessing is about material life and spiritual life.
然后就是第三个，就是亚伯拉罕的名被尊崇。
And the third one is Abraham's name be glorified.
所以今天你看，在犹太人当中，在基督徒当中，在回教徒当中，都以他的这个新兴致富的名字啊。
Abraham was believed to be the father of faith among Christians, among Israelites, and among Muslims.
他的名字经过4000多年，全世界有千千万人知道这个亚伯拉罕。
His name has been carried on for 4,000 years. Thousands and thousands of people take after his name.
然后第二个命令是亚伯拉罕要成为祝福的管道。
And the second command is that Abraham has become the channel of God's blessings.
然后也带着三个的应许。
Having three promises.
神应许那些祝福他的 祝福亚伯兰的，他也祝福他的后裔。
And Lord promised to bless people who bless Abraham.
然后咒诅的那些也咒诅，那些咒诅亚伯兰也，他也咒诅他，也祝福他。
And the curse that Lord will curse the people who curse Abraham.
其实今天我们信靠神的，我们信靠我们的主，我们基督徒在世界上都是蛮受人尊敬的哈。
Well, today it's our Christians we believe in our Christ.But we enjoy a lot of respect from society.
当然开始的时候人不知道，就好像中国这个社会开始很多人信主的时候他们不了解。
And it, of course, in the beginning, a lot of people did not know about that.
但是后来慢慢的看到基督徒的生命改变，他们有不同的这种的生活，他们很多人也尊崇或者尊敬。
Later on, the lay people started to see the gradual change, in Christians' life, they started to believe in it.
所以这里第二个命令叫他，第三个命令就是要在于亚伯兰和他全地都要被祝福。
And the third commandment that Abraham's whole land will be blessed.
所以这个祝福其实是在于救主耶稣要从亚伯拉罕这个后裔出来的。
And the blessing resides in the fact that that came from our Lord Jesus.
不分种族，不分这个地区国家，今天有许多人归向这位耶和华神。
So that people from all races will come to our Lord Jesus.
所以在加拉太书三章八节里面有这样的说。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, it says,
神要叫外邦人因信称义。
And the Lord will make the Gentiles to believe by faith.
就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都不必因你得福。
So that the Lord has told Abraham long time ago that all nations will be blessed because of you.
这是真的是神的一个应许，一个祝福。
And this is really a God's promise.
今天我们也是好像亚伯拉罕一样。
And today, we're pretty much like Him.
他要祝福我们，也要我们成为万民的祝福。
He blesses us, and so that we become the blessed to other people.
我们都带着一个使命。
We all have a mission.
在地上，我们要活出一个见证主的生命。
In on earth, we must live to testify to for our Lord Jesus.
这是一个最蒙福的一个生命。
This is the most.Blessed,
无论有多少的困难，多少的挑战
，No matter how many hardships that we go through，
求主帮助我们
，We pray that God help us，
让我们抓紧神的话语的应许
，So that we stick to God's words and promises，
每一天都是紧紧的跟随主
，To follow our Lord in our everyday life，
使他的名得着荣耀
，So that His name be glorified。
我们一起来祷告
，Let's pray。
天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you.
因为你赐给我们这么大的福分。
Because you have blessed us so much.
以致我们能够领受那永失的救恩。
So that we can accept the eternal salvation.
我们不只是活在今天。
Not only lived we in the world.
我们在今天已经活出那天上的荣耀。
We today we live out the glory in the heaven.
叫我们也为这样的一个福音来为你做见证。
So that we can testify to your own gospel.
就好像你拯救了许多的人，让他们在生活中为你做见证一样。
Same way you saved a lot of people in their lives to testify for you.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you help us.
使用这个教会。
Use this church.
使用每一个弟兄姐妹。
Use every one of us.
为你的福音来。做美好的见证
to live a living testimony to your gospel.
荣耀归主名
Glory be all to our Lord.
奉靠主耶稣的名
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.